Bar Halacha Monday night. Two points about fasting tomorrow. One is that virtually all the Yemei Tzom, Yemei Tainis, except the Erev Pesach, are not only that the Yom is a Yom Tzom, but it's also also to eat, which means that if you eat by mistake, if you forget, let's say in the morning and you eat, so you're not, or so then you're not allowed, or if there's a situation where you have to eat, but then afterwards you're not allowed to eat anymore, unless you have to eat again to move on. See, Erev Pesach is what we may be used to, so we don't realize that that's an anomaly. That because you ate by the Siyum, so now you can eat the rest of the day. But that's a special kula in Tainus Bechayrim. But normally it's more patterned after Yom Kippur, where there's an Israchila, besides it being a Yom Tzom. And therefore, again, let's say you forget and you eat, so then you're not allowed to just say, okay, I'm not fasting anyway, I might as well eat. But it's also Bechila, and you have to complete the rest of the day not eating. That's one. Another halacha is Mubros Umeinikos. Mubros Umeinikos on the Tzom, not Tisha B'Av, for example, Shavuos B'Tammuz. So the din is as follows. Me'ikar ha-din, they're potter from fasting. There's a minhag, but it's a strong minhag. It's a minhag that you should keep to because there's a mechayev of minhag. It's not just you say, oh, nagu. It means a minhag with the force of minhag. Is that they do fast if they feel up to it. Normally what ends up happening, or at least what I tell them, is that a mubera should fast until she feels, unless she feels some chulsha yaseira, it's called, unusually weak. What do you mean unusually? Everybody feels weak when they're fasting, I assume. So unusual means beyond what a person normally feels weak because they're fasting. So if there's a chulsha yaseira, she should stop and she should eat. And the meinekes, it really depends. She should judge. Well, of course, so there's two judgments to be made. Again, the potter maker adin is a minhag to fast if they feel up to it. But the meinekes has the concern of a muberes, meaning because she herself is weak, so she has to judge how she feels. And then there's the issue of the child, that if the child is totally dependent on her and there's a chance that she'll run out of milk, then of course she should go back to Ikra Din and not fast.